A busted plot to attack the Jewish community. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. Police in New York City holding a briefing with Mayor Eric Adams on the evidence seized and arrests made for a suspected murder plot. Evidence including a gun, a large hunting knife, and a Nazi armband.
This was not an idle threat. This was a real threat.
Two suspects are in custody.
Christopher Brownie was arrested after authorities say he made threats against the New York City Jewish community. He's been charged with making a terroristic threat, aggravated harassment, and criminal possession of a weapon. The 21-year-old Brown and 22-year-old Matthew Mayer were taken into custody at Penn Station on Friday. The threats were not aimed at a specific synagogue, but police believe they stopped a potential tragedy here.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. Philadelphia police investigating a third home invasion in the past 2 weeks involving Temple University students. No one injured in the latest incident early today. Four residents were locked in a bathroom as two suspects stole a car, electronics, and guns. Less than 2 weeks ago, a similar home invasion also in an off-campus house during early morning hours. There have been no arrests. The suspect among the injured in a mass shooting that left five dead at an LGBTQ nightclub in Colorado over the weekend.
Police say 22-year-old Anderson Lee Aldrich opened fire with a long rifle as soon as he entered the bar just before midnight on Saturday. Unclear how many shots he fired, but police say he was stopped by two patrons who were dancing one moment and rushed into action the next.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Colorado Springs, where bystanders held the suspect until police arrived. An earthquake on Indonesia's Java Island, now blamed for more than 160 deaths, and the West Java governor says many are children, hundreds more people injured. The magnitude 5.6 quake was shallow, leaving thousands of homes heavily damaged. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A short time ago, on a cold day at the White House,
nobody likes it when their turkey gets cold.
President Biden keeping up the tradition and pardoning two turkeys ahead of Thanksgiving. This year, chocolate and chip. He and the First Lady head later to North Carolina for dinner with military families. Seven countries backed down on plans to show support for diversity at the World Cup after a warning from soccer's governing body, FIFA.
The plan was to wear special heart-shaped One Love armbands, but players were told to expect an immediate yellow card from the referee for wearing the wrong equipment. So England captain Harry Kane took to the field in Qatar with a FIFA-sanctioned no discrimination logo instead. Seven European nations felt the official campaign didn't go far enough in a country where same-sex relationships are illegal. English bosses said they'd willingly pay a fine, but couldn't stomach on-field sanctions. A yellow card is halfway to being ejected from the game. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Team USA plays their first match 2 hours from now against Wales. AAA expecting holiday travel to be close to pre-pandemic levels as airlines try to avoid the same problems faced over the summer. Data provided by FlightAware points to which airports tend to have the most issues December through February.
The team over at Fox Weather looked at the last six winters and found Newark Liberty in New Jersey took the top spot for having the highest percentage of delayed and canceled flights at 29%. Denver International, Chicago O'Hare International, and JFK International in New York and Boston Logan rounded out the top five. 9 out of 10 airports with the most delays and cancellations in the winter usually experience some form of winter precipitation, which can, of course, slow down or halt airline travel. One outlier was Orlando International, which took the 10th spot with 21.5% of flights being canceled or delayed in the winter months. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
Stocks are lower. The Dow's down 102. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.